When the Senate Judiciary Committee votes this morning on President Bush's choice for Attorney General, there will be more no votes than anyone expected when the president put forth Judge Michael Mukasey as a consensus nominee. Still, at least two Democrats on the committee do plan to vote yes, which means Mukasey's confirmation is almost guaranteed. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this report on the kind of attorney general Mukasey is likely to be.
Even though Judge Michael Mukasey is coming in at the tail end of this presidency, Georgetown law professor Viet Dinh says, in a strange way, it's almost like the beginning of a new administration. Dinh was a justice official in President Bush's first term.
Because there are so many senior level positions to be filled, and so he needs to move very quickly to bring his own team on board.
Many of those top positions opened up because of scandals that have racked the Justice Department. With U.S. attorney firings and accusations of politicization, it's been a brutal year at Justice. Viet Dinh says undoing that damage has to be Mukasey's first order of business.
What I call to do the control-alt-delete of the Department of Justice, to reboot the Department of Justice after its unfortunate controversies of the last year or so.
But with only a year left of the Bush administration, Mukasey doesn't have a lot of time for the reboot. Former prosecutor Joshua Berman used to argue cases before Judge Mukasey in New York.
He's got to come in not taking 100 days to figure out what he's going to do, but come in knowing he's got 20 days to begin to make changes.
So what can Mukasey do in such a brief window? Well, Harvard law professor Philip Hyman was deputy attorney general in the Clinton administration, and he expects Mukasey to take some concrete steps early on to steer the Justice Department back in the right direction, like shutting off communications between career prosecutors and political figures at the White House, and reiterating the Justice Department's hiring policy.
If he announced that hiring was going to be on a totally nonpartisan basis, he can reverse all that pretty quickly.
That's pretty uncontroversial. And if those were the only concerns at the Justice Department, Mukasey would probably get a unanimous confirmation vote today. But there are also some very thorny questions about national security, how to interrogate prisoners, how to handle terrorism suspects. And on those subjects, Hyman says,
I think he will agree with many of the president's views on questions of terrorism.
And that worries Notre Dame law professor Mary Ellen O'Connell. She's especially bothered by Mukasey's refusal to condemn waterboarding as torture. She sees that as evidence that he won't be a strong rule of law backstop against the White House.
If he were asked if pulling fingernails out is torture, I'm sure he would have said, yes, it's torture, it's a crime, and those who do it need to be prosecuted. The fact he wouldn't say it about waterboarding, I think, indicates very clearly to many of us that he was following the dictation from the White House.
Others read his response differently. Dick Thornburgh was Attorney General under President Reagan and the first President Bush.
He's certainly not going to look to pick fights with the White House, but on the other hand, I think he has the confidence and ability to speak out clearly on his own opinions and try to impress them on the administration.
And on the issue of waterboarding specifically, former Navy lawyer Hardy View thinks the practice has received too much attention from Mukasey to try to ignore it once he's confirmed.
The politics of it calls for insight, but more importantly, the law and the practitioners need that from the Attorney General and the Justice Department.
At his confirmation hearings, Mukasey claimed ignorance on the subject of waterboarding, saying he doesn't have clearance for that classified information. Once he's Attorney General, he'll get that clearance, and he'll get briefed. Then Senate Democrats will undoubtedly raise the same questions again at Mukasey's first Justice Department oversight hearing as Attorney General. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.